Hello everybody, welcome as I do my second live. Let's see who comes in, and let's do this. Got some music chilling in the background, some reggaeton. It's a beautiful evening. Hey, Sean, what's up? Feel free to call in if you wish. I bet you were watching for my name to pop up, weren't ya? Yeah, today's been a pretty chill day. Checking out. Oh, what'd you do? Oh, I wonder if it could be on my end. Okay, it says that I'm allowing call-ins. I wonder maybe if it's because I'm new here. Or my thing is new. I'm not new here. Well, that's weird. Well, I guess I'm sort of flying solo tonight. That's all right. I should learn how to talk to the air. That's how everyone started, right? Gotta start somewhere. Ah, Elgato. I was just saying earlier. He gets so much heat, but everybody loves him at the same time. He is definitely one of a kind. Sorry that happened to ya. So, like, what was he saying? Oh. Yeah, he's always getting in trouble for something. Right? Got to do your own thing. All right. Oh, yeah, that's right. You have another one, don't you? All right, I'll just chill. Think of something to talk about. So I hope everyone's doing okay after their Cinco de Mayo. I got to have fun last night, hung out with my sister and a bunch of our friends, and we sat around a fire. We were drinking and we played games. I lost most of them. It was a good time. Tomorrow I'm probably gonna head out for a run around the village here out in sunny Florida. So I've been checking out a lot of podcasts on here. There's a lot of really good ones. Some of the ones I recommend listening to is Old Man or Chit Chat with the Old Man. He's on every morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And then after that is the John DeVito show at 11:30 Eastern time. And then throughout the day you'll have Milk Dog 2020. I've made quite a few friends on here on Podbean. Been getting a lot of support. Welcome back. Hey, Corazon, how are you doing? Attempting a second live here. Feel free as you can. Oh, that's right. Yeah, go ahead, try to call in. Sean's having some trouble calling in. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Welcome, John.
Everyone can't call you. What does it say when you try to call in Sean? Hey, John.
Thank you.
Oh. Did you try to exit the room and come back in,
And
Sean?
welcome to the show, Cubella. I seen you sneak in there.
That's weird.
Did you get
I
any
wonder if it's
strikes
just
on
something.
against your second ID?
It's probably just Podbean acting up. I don't know.
And then how about that
Have you been?
stuff? I'm sorry,
Can
Corazon.
am I in the matrix right now?
Oh no, you're
No,
fine.
it's okay. Okay. Have you been into another show and tried calling in since? How you doing, Moon Feather?
I'm doing good.
So are you from Florida too?
No, I vacationed down here in Florida. I actually live up in Pennsylvania. I have family down here in Florida.
Okay. I couldn't remember. So this is your second life?
Yeah. And this one's turning out better than my first.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done one. I've always just joined.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Oh, I'm too busy to actually hold one because I'm always like in and out. Mm-hmm. Okay, I am going to step down for a minute. Because okay. I've got to make a couple phone calls.
Okay.
Or I'll just mute myself here. I'll be back.
Okay. So if anyone's got any questions, feel free to ask them. Hey, PPG. Welcome to my show. Welcome back, dude. Hey, Ralph. Oh, I'm so sorry you're having trouble, Sean. I'm good. How are you, Ralph? We had a great show. Yeah, lots of fun. You're welcome. I'll try to hop in more often when I see you pop up. Thanks for being here. If you want, you can call in too. Maybe it's just because it's technically my second time. It feels a little weird talking to the air. I hope so. Maybe before I start doing these lives, I should come up with like a list of topics to talk about. Yeah, I was talking about that earlier, and I realized I just went through my whole day in like maybe 30 seconds. Not much happened today. Welcome
I'm
to
not
the
sure
show,
how to
Ralph.
say. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm not sure, I don't know how it sounds. I'm just using a regular Bluetooth headset because I'm laying in bed now.
You sound okay to me.
That's okay, cool. So, So what's the weather like over there, man? I'm kind of jealous. It's probably nice and hot over there.
Last I checked, it was 82 degrees outside.
Oh, man.
And we had a nice breeze.
It's beautiful.
We had a nice breeze blowing through, so it wasn't too hot.
Over here right now, it's 45 degrees in PA where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So, enjoy that 80-degree weather.
I am. I'm soaking up every bit of vitamin D I can get.
Nice. So, what made you do running or running sports?
I had a roommate that did running when she was in school, and even after school, she stuck to running and she does the same 10K that I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided right then and there I wanted to do a 10K. So really I started out walking and then I eased into running like short distances and then worked myself up.
Nice.
Hey, Wally.
That's awesome.
Am I saying your name okay?
Probably.
Everything and anything, I guess.
You're gonna hear that a lot when you do shows. Mm-hmm. What's your show about?
Yeah, I've asked that about the new shows I've popped in on too.
Mm-hmm. So how many years have you been running?
I'd say probably 4 or 5 years.
Oh, nice.
Mhm.
What's the longest you've ran for?
Probably the 5Ks, which is about 3.1 miles.
Nice.
Mhm.
That's awesome. Hey, PBGs. Thank you for joining.
Welcome.
Make sure to create an account, make some real names, and follow Moonfeather.
Thank you, Ralph.
No worries.
Oh, Sean.
It's Sean. Sean. I can't call in. Oh.
Yeah, he had a run-in with Homeboy earlier.
What does that mean? Did they fight?
I guess.
Weird. What? You can't call him now?
Yeah, he said Homeboy reported him.
What? Damn. What the heck did you say to Homeboy for him to report you? I don't think I've ever heard him of reporting anybody.
Yeah, I only knew you could block people.
Yeah. I don't know. Can somebody call in if they're just a PBG?
I don't know.
Try calling in, Sean.
Yeah.
Or maybe they need to have an account to be able to call in. I don't know. I don't think I've noticed he was being crude. I checked them, and now I can't call. Yes, I tried under all names. Damn.
Yeah, I was saying how Homeboy is always getting himself into some kind of trouble.
Yeah. He was yelling at a female host. Who? That doesn't sound like him. Or maybe, I don't know.
I don't know Homeboy well enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. The more the merrier.
Can I jump in or exclusively? What does that mean? Oh, you want to call in? Go ahead.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
How's it going? Never been better.
What's up, Robbie? Where are you from, buddy?
I'm from Libya.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Do you know it?
What's up?
Are you familiar with it, Libya? Do you know it?
I've heard of Libya,
no,
but
I'm not.
I've never been. Sorry. Oh,
okay. I'm not. I'm just, it's okay. Very seldom that people nice say they're you. From Libya. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Yeah, I see. But, okay. I said, well, you might be familiar with it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what? That I might be familiar with it? I don't know anything about Libya, man. If you want to tell me something, go ahead. I'm not too familiar with Libya.
Yeah, well, what is Libya like?
I was Okay, Libya is a big country, and the people usually right here is around 7 million. And we had a revolution at we had a revolution since 2011 to break down the Colonel Gaddafi. I don't know if you have heard about him. So
You
since
sound like a
that
bad
time.
dude.
Since that time, we had a civilian war, but today or this year we have a united government, new government, democracy, and so on. The thing is better so far, but you know, Libya, if you don't know it, it is an Arabic country, north of Africa. Beside Egypt, and it has green lands and desert. Most of it is desert, desert, but it has also green lands, you know. Yeah, this is Libya in brief.
Okay. So what's the
The
weather
spoken
like
language,
there?
right? It's like, these days the weather is, changing. Sometimes hot, sometimes cold. You don't know. But almost it's sunny, you know. It's sunny, almost.
Sun is good.
Yeah, you have sun.
What's like the what's the staple food there? Being that it's all desert, or mostly desert.
The food is, we have traditional, very traditional food, like couscous and rice, and stuffed food is very common. Stuffed food, like, you know, stuffed vegetables, and stuffed potatoes, stuffed meat, you know, these kind of things. Stuffed pastries,
That sounds good.
soap, yeah, pasta. It's very common in pasta right here, because we have like we have some Italian influence, so we like pasta and pizza.
Both good
How do you
things.
make your pizza over there? Oh yeah.
Yeah, we have we make small pizza, you know, like circle pizza, small, very small pieces, and it's with tomato salad and cheese and olive. It's very common and very fast. You eat it, you eat like 10 pieces. So, and there are also the familiar pizza in the restaurants, and the restaurants right here is very a lot, you know, like we have you know, like streets, so many streets containing so many restaurants, you know, like you go to a particular street and you find around 10 restaurants. You find pizza, shawarma, burger, whatever you want. You find things you never heard about them. So yeah, we have also like the international food, like burger and shawarma.
What is how's couscous? I've been wanting to try that.
Couscous is it's very familiar too. It looks like rice, you know, like I don't know how to describe it, but it comes with vegetables like onion and potato and meal, like big pieces of meal, you know.
Is it like a rice consistency?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Cool, man.
Yeah.
So, is there anything that you want to ask Moon? Anything you want to know about?
About what? In
About the host,
USA?
Moon?
Host Moon?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it.
Do you have any
Hey,
questions
Moon?
you want to ask me?
Yeah, have you got any questions you want to ask her?
Okay, so I don't know your background, so what's your profession or what you do or what's your show about?
My show's gonna be like a variety show. I'm just trying to dip in my toes in the water right now. But in the future, I'm gonna come up with different topics to talk about. And
Oh,
they
you
could.
have a content plans. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, nice.
then hopefully I can make it as big as Ralph here or Milk Dog.
Yeah, Ralph is very famous, by the way. So I saw his show, by the way.
Thanks, man. I try. Thank you.
You provide good content, by the way. So,
Appreciate that. What about you? Do you are you a student? Do you are you working or no work right now?
To me, I do both, actually. I study IT and business administration the last year, and sometimes I stopping my education, so I'm trying to finish it right now. So at the same time, I run my own business. So I have an IT company, and I establish some startups, like education sector in education sector and e-commerce sector.
It's 11:11,
Nowadays,
make a
I'm working
wish.
on like some projects to launch them 2 months later.
Cool, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, entrepreneurship. I'm kind of a techpreneur, so all my business and my startups in my current startups in software, like related to software. I have particular policy, so I don't make the like marketing department or a relationship department or operation department. So the only thing I do is building the software, let's say e-commerce platform, and make some partnerships with a marketing company and or operational company. So I take the responsibility of tech support only. So the project is mine, but I give some equities or to the marketing company to take the responsibility of marketing and so on. So it makes me do like a lot of projects at the same time in my industry, software industry. So that's the idea.
So what is the sorry, man, go ahead.
Oh, I was just welcoming the guests to the show.
Hey, PVG. Is there any so that's your this the main company is e-commerce, or is it a different types of companies?
It's like it's the company is an IT company, but we have like subsidiary projects. Now I'm working on two subsidiary projects, startups, e-commerce platform, multi-vendor like marketplace and LMS, which is stands for Learning Management System. I mean like Udemy and Udacy and Coursera, so on. So it's marketplace. It targeting the instructors and the users, the learners. You know, if you are a trainer or an instructor, you can make your own content and put it on the platform.
Welcome, J-Lo.
And the learner and the interested learners will be like watching your content on the platform. It's an open platform.
Okay. And how many users and customers do you have?
These two projects are new this year, but I used to be like the company, the previous, the old business model was to provide solutions, you know, like provide, to build custom software, to provide custom software development. If you want me to build for you a mobile app, for example, like Podbean, I can provide it. Or web application or desktop application, these stuff. The company is new. I established it the last year. And before I used to be like, I used to work in training sector, but now I work in my field as an IT guy.
That sounds like great work.
Yeah, it was a dream one day.
I'd like to get into
that's pretty
IT.
Cool, man.
Yeah, IT is cool, by the way. It's the future, especially in Libya. I was want to go outside of Libya. I was want to go to Germany to continue my education over there and start doing some business over there. But now I changed my mind. I said to myself, I'm going to continue my education over there and get back right here and to like to be one or to be one of the top industries right here in Libya, because the chances here or the opportunities right here is very are a lot, you know, like you find a lot of opportunities. Isn't like example, it's like outside. So I am Libyan, so I can stay right here to make some business, to run some business.
Well, I hope the best for you.
Thank you. Nice view. So what you do, or may I ask? What you do, or what's your professional?
I don't have a profession. Certain circumstances keep me from.
She's a professional runner.
Nice, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Ralph.
You were talking about running.
Yes.
Yeah. She's been running for 4 years, and she's working on her 5-10K. Runs.
5 10K.
Five or ten. I don't know which one is it. Is it 5 or 10K, Moon?
I'm at a 5K level, but I'm hoping to reach 10K.
There you go.
10K is a goal.
She's reaching her goal for November. November?
Mm-hmm.
October. So
you're right, John.
So,
it is a big
what's your age
relief.
Range?
I'm sorry, Ralph.
My age like around 23.
Okay.
Oh,
cool.
So you're pretty young.
That's very cool being at 23 and being an entrepreneur. That's really good, man.
Yeah.
I started very early. by talking about running, I do like walking, by the way. I like sometimes I walk to change the mood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can do a lot of things.
I think walking is exactly the walking makes you think like more creatively, you know, like you make brilliant ideas when walking and solving problems.
I agree.
In particular streets, of course. So to me, I like modernity, you know. I go to some to particular streets, modern streets, you know, like you see malls and stores and restaurants and buildings and you know, like beautiful cars, and you walk around and you like make a visual feedback, and that feedback makes you like more excited, like give you positive energy.
Yes.
When you see like when you see effective people around you,
hey, that's great to hear, Sean. I work all the day. Yeah, back nice. Back at home where
walking to the office, walk to work.
Back home where I live, there's this little cat cafe place, and I like to walk up there and look through the windows at all the cats in there.
Oh, yeah. A cafe, you said?
Yeah, they call it a cat cafe, but it's just basically a place where you can go and meet the cats, and if you want to adopt one, you can.
Oh, nice. By the way, I like cafes. I really like it. Most of the time I hang on cafes at night. Left. So, I find cafes like a culture, you know. You find to get to know more people and talking about common things, common ideas, especially like you find like if you find like the cafe that is fit to your lifestyle, and you find like some people have the same thinking, that would be nice. And having good conversation, useful conversation, and it's only about hanging on coffee, you know, like coffee relationships only. So it's very nice. The coffee these days isn't about drink coffee or having some sweets, but it's about conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to base my whole morning show around coffee. I loved coffee.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I used to do a morning show, Coffee with RW, in the mornings. And that's me sitting around, having a first cup of coffee, and talking to everybody in the morning. It's a good way to bring people together with a cup of coffee. Do you drink coffee, Rolly?
Yeah, a lot, of course. I drink it like I'm an addict. I am an addict. Coffee. So every weekend on Friday, you know, like I don't work Friday morning. I don't work. So I go to particular cafe on the beach and alone, of course. I take some sweets and a cup of coffee, like strong coffee. And black without sugar, of course. I don't like sugar. So I don't like sugar in the coffee. So I drink the coffee and I start thinking about life, the next steps, so on. Every start and end of the week, I go to coffee, by the way. The start of the week and the end of the week. The end of the weeknight, weekend night, and the start of the week, beginning of the week, on the morning. It's like gives you positive energy to start your week.
Yeah, man, that's a good ritual. You going to 7-Eleven for coffee? How's that 7-Eleven coffee? Is it good? I was talking to PBG in chat. It's a good time for reflection. Mm-hmm. So, Rawi, is your business open to any business, or is it just specific to e-commerce?
Good question. It's open, yeah. As I told you, you didn't get it. I have two projects in education sector and e-commerce sector right now. But I am open to any sector, you know, like real estate, aviation.
Hey, you want to work on my website for me?
You have a business.
Yeah, trying to fix the website, man. I'm not a very good web builder. So
do you have a template or what?
Thank you, Chronic.
There's a template. I'm just trying to figure out how to do the moving parts in terms of payments and figuring out how to exchange goods and services on the site for money, you know? Type of thing. Marketing. Not really. I'm really just doing like a radio station website, but I want to incorporate other things on the website to be able to grow revenue, you know?
Yeah, nice. You can send me the link. I will check it out.
Sure.
I may cancel. Sure. I might.
Maybe you can plug it in down below.
You can send me the and this email.
It's very basic. But other than that, bro, so what do you do in Libya to have a good time? Like what's fun over there now?
Yeah, the fun is depending on the personality here. Sometimes people here to get fun, they go to the gardens, on the beach, going to play football. The soccer game is very common right here. And to me, it's me in particular, I go to get some fun, I go to the cafe, I go to walk in particular regions or particular streets. Coffee and walking. This is my fun.
That's a good kind of fun.
Sometimes, yeah, I go to my friends, to go with my friends to one of us house to watch some movies, but that's not
nice.
Not always. Yeah, that's about in the weekend. So,
what kind of movies are you into?
Yeah, spies, spy movies. Yeah, spy movies and. Sometimes comedy,
mm-hmm.
But I do like spy movies, James Bond and Kingsman and the Spy Game for Brad Pitt.
I like the John James like, Bond movie.
Yeah, Skyfall especially,
mm-hmm.
And I like Fast and Furious series.
Ooh, I love Fast and Furious.
And the Transporter, Jason Statham. I do like him.
Mm-hmm. He's
a good actor. I used to watch series is like Peaky Blinders and Dark, you know, The Dark, and La Casa de Papel, Prison Break.
Oh, I started watching that, but I never finished it.
Which one?
Prison Break.
Dark. Prison Break, yeah. 5 seasons, by the way. It's 5 seasons.
I'll have to get back into that.
Yeah, I like this kind of movies or series. Why? Because there is a lot of thinking, you know, like yeah, it's like geniuses.
Yep.
Smartness.
Strategy making.
Yeah, strategy making. That's it. Strategy making. Sherlock Holmes, I do like Sherlock. It's the best, by the way, to me.
I was just about to ask you, do you want Sherlock Holmes?
I never got into the old Sherlock Holmes, but I like the new one with the Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, there is a British one. British one, like BBC Company, produced by BBC Company.
Yep, that's the
4
one.
4 seasons.
Yep.
Yeah, and there is the American version, Elementary, called Elementary, by a British actor.
Yep, that's on my watch list.
Yeah, I watched both, by the way. It's amazing, by the way.
I'll have to check it out.
There is, of course, the movie. Yeah.
Oh, I've seen the movies with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Two parts.
Yep.
You know, I've only seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one.
The second one's so-so.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, I think two parts. Yeah. One, I think like I don't remember which year, but I think it's these are two parts. Neighborhood Watch season.
I'm not sure if I understand what you're saying. Oh, Neighborhood Watch. Like people or neighbors spying on each other, right, Sean?
Yeah, sounds well.
So do you like to read? I'm a pretty big book person.
Yeah, me too. So I do like reading, but I don't prefer reading like novels. By the way, don't talk to me about novels.
Okay.
Except that writer, Jean Brown, except Brown, you know that writer. So, I like business books and like Stephen R. Covey and Dale Carnegie. Yeah, these kind of books. So, what about you?
I'm a big novel fiction reader, but I've read some nonfiction. Usually like inspirational books.
Yeah, like human development books.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
I used to read novels, like realistic novels.
Mm-hmm.
But realistic novels. You know Dan Brown? You know?
Oh, yes. That's what I thought you were saying, but I wasn't sure.
I was confused between Dan Brown and John Brown.
Okay.
So, yeah. I have a lot of names, so sometimes I get confused. So Dan Brown, he's a brilliant, he's a great writer.
Yes. I haven't read his newest book yet, Dante's Inferno, but it's on my book list. But I own Angels and Demons and the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, I read the Da Vinci's Code. I read the Frankenstein, by the way, Sean. But now I really tend to read business books because, you know, like to improve my business, to improve my skills, soft skills.
Well, hey,
I read a lot about philosophy, by the way.
Phyllis who?
Philosophy, Frankenstein. Philosophy.
philosophy.
Philosophy. Oh, philosophy. Yeah, philosophy. Okay, I'm sorry.
Who's Phyllis?
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe I spelled it
philosophy
wrong.
Is good, man.
Philosophy.
Yeah, philosophy is good.
Psychology, sociology.
Yeah, man, I used to read so much in college, I just don't like reading anymore. I usually stick to audiobooks now.
yeah. Me too. Sometimes I listen to audiobooks, yeah.
It may not stick with me, it may not stick in my mind, you know, like reading would, but it's more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, go for a walk or just do some housework or something while listening to an audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, at least you get the general idea.
I like to listen
especially when you're driving.
I like to listen to audiobooks when I'm getting ready for bed, but I have to make sure it's a book I've already read so I don't miss any good parts.
Right.
Exactly.
Or else you get too interested in it and stay awake.
Or you fall asleep and miss something.
That's true.
Listening to audiobooks before sleeping is very, very useful, by the way. So when you listen to audiobook and you're like up to sleep, then you get in sleeping, the information that you heard will be like stuck, it will be like, you are more likely to remember it, to remember the information that you heard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm psychology gonna have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Neuroscience, yeah.
Hey, it was great talking to you. I don't know how long I actually have. I don't pay for the app, so sorry to cut you off. But maybe we can...
No worries.
We can do another live together sometime.
That'll be cool. Thanks for having me, Moon.
Yes, thank you for coming in.
Nice to talk to you.
Thanks for helping me stay afloat.
No worries.
All right.
Take care, Rawi. Take care, Sean in the chat.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you all have a good night or a good day.
You too.
See you the next time.